Welcome to the audio version of Worship for Palm Sunday. If you've got the text version on paper or on screen with you as well, you might like to pause this to read or sing through the hymns when we get to them. Let's begin with some verses from Psalm 118. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are my God, and I will praise you. Hosanna in the highest. Maren's going to read for us the Matthew's account from Palm Sunday.
The reading is from Matthew chapter 21, from verses 1 to 11. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfil what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee."
This Palm Sunday, Holy Week and Easter will be very different from what we are used to in our churches. But we will be marking these days, as the Church has done for centuries, by different means. Today we begin these celebrations as Christians do throughout the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem in triumph to complete his work as our Saviour, to be rejected, to suffer and die, and to be raised from the dead. If you have a palm cross from last year, take hold of it now, or look at the one pictured on the paper or text version, and either pause the recording or read through or sing the hymn "All Glory, Lord, and Honour." As we hold or look at those palm crosses, let us pray. God, our Saviour, whose Son entered Jerusalem as Messiah to suffer and die, may these palms be for us a sign of his victory. May we who carry them ever hail him as King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. With all the faithful, may we enter the New Jerusalem in triumph through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Let's continue in prayer with a prayer of confession. Lord Jesus, you came to change the world. Forgive us when we become complacent, when change is difficult, and we give up. Lord Jesus, you came to serve, not to be served. Forgive us when we put ourselves and our needs before those of our brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, you came to bring peace. Forgive us when we cause more fights, more trouble, and more wars than peace. Lord Jesus, you came to set the captives free. Forgive us when we don't stand up for justice and freedom for our neighbours. Lord Jesus, you came to meet us where we are. Forgive us when we don't stand with each other through the pain and struggle. Help us to change the world by serving one another, working for peace, standing up for justice, and walking with our fellow pilgrims. Amen. This is Christ's gracious word. Your sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. As we heard from the psalm at the beginning, the psalmist cries, "Open to me the gates of righteousness." We are particularly aware of gates that are closed at the moment. Gates or doors that keep us out of places we might want to visit. Gates that keep us in our homes, in our localities. If they're not physically locked gates, they restrict our movement. Jerusalem has always been a city surrounded by a wall with gates. As with all gates, they are places of entry and exit. On that first Palm Sunday, Jesus rode into the city of Jerusalem. It looked like a triumphal procession, the king or emperor riding into the conquered city to claim it. It looks like the new prime minister being driven to the gates of Downing Street the morning after the election. For Jesus, the words of Psalm 118 are ringing in his ears. "Open to me the gates of righteousness. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna." The word Hosanna meant save us, but it has become mixed up with a shout of praise, so it recognises two things: a need for help, and that Jesus is the one who can meet that need. So we have a picture of a huge crowd, perhaps symbolising the whole world, around a gate, crying out for help, for life, for goodness, for salvation. And the crowd did three things. Firstly, they cut branches from trees and used them to welcome Jesus. Matthew's original readers will have made the connection between branches and the Jewish festival of tabernacles and worship. This Jesus is one to be worshipped. When we offer ourselves to God in worship, it can open the gates of people's hearts that the King of Glory may come in. Secondly, the crowd shouted Hosanna, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." They recognised that Jesus was the one they needed. Today's gates of isolation and restriction are making us aware that we are not supposed to be self-sufficient, that we do depend on others, that some are particularly vulnerable, especially when the gates are closed, even if for protection. God said, back in Genesis chapter 2, "It is not good for the man to be alone." We need to find ways to make the gates of isolation less intimidating, less significant, so that the God who promises to meet all our needs may come and go in the shape of carers and phone calls and emails. Have the courage to shout Hosanna, to open the gates and let God into our lives. Thirdly, the crowd answered questions and pointed others to Jesus too. When the whole city in turmoil asks, "Who is this?" the crowd replied, "This is Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Put like that, it sounds easy, but we're not always very good at doing it. at answering questions openly, being willing to say, "It's Jesus who makes the difference in my life. Come and meet him." That too can open gates for our friends and neighbours. On Palm Sunday, there's a clue to those questions. This looks like a triumphal procession, except that he's riding a donkey. It's not the new Prime Minister in a limousine. It's a leader on the campaign trail in a borrowed family saloon. Hosanna is the right cry. He is the one who can save, but we still have to open the gates and follow him through the last and most difficult week of the process. Let's open the gates we find in ourselves, and open gates for others too, so that the King of Glory may come in. So let us turn to our prayers.
O God, as we enter Holy Week, we thank you for the resources we have to worship, even when the gates to our churches are closed. We thank you that many others are sharing in worship while physically separated from each other.
Sustain and protect all who worship you today, especially those we would have been with in body as well as spirit.
God, as we enter Holy Week, we pray for the leaders of your church. Grant them wisdom and discernment as they strive to lead us into being your people in this uncertain world.
Strengthen those in government and all in positions of power, influence and authority. Give them wisdom and courage as they make decisions for the good of all.
God, as we enter Holy Week, we pray for those we know who are suffering, for those who share our lives. For those who are struggling with all that is going on around them. For those whom we rely upon. For those who are putting themselves in harm's way for the sake of others.
We pray that to those living in darkness, you would provide light. To the hurting, that you would provide healing. To the mourning, that you would provide comfort.
God of love and compassion, come to us this week. Open the gates of our hearts to encounter you more closely. Amen.
We draw our prayers together in the prayer for the coming of the kingdom as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And finally, we ask God's blessing on us. Christ crucified, draw us to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those we love and all for whom we pray, today and always. Amen.